Ruth chapter 4, part 4, prophetic utterances. Ruth chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And all the people that were in the gate and the outer said, "We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come unto thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman." The witnesses asked God to make Ruth like Rachel and Leah, who built the house of Israel. These were the two sisters that Jacob married, the daughters of Laban. Jacob loved Rachel, but Laban made him marry Leah first, as he said it was the custom for the older daughter to marry before the younger one. Leah, the older sister, had many sons that formed the natural tribes that built the house of Israel. Rachel had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin, whom also contributed to build the natural house of Israel. These witnesses uttered that Boaz and Ruth do worthily in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem. Ephratah in Hebrew means fruitful. It was the ancient name for Bethlehem, which means house of bread, where Jesus, the bread of life, was born. The witnesses' words came to pass as Boaz did great and wonderful things for the city and its people. He was a great and good leader. How much more famous could he be in Bethlehem, even to this present day? It was his lineage that brought forth the Christ child in the city of Bethlehem. Thousands of years after these words were spoken on the day Boaz redeemed Naomi and Ruth, the entire world still sings of the little town of Bethlehem. Still on display is the field of Boaz, the tourists visit from all over the world. The witnesses also uttered, "Let thy house be like the house of Perez." Perez was one of the twins born of Judah, whose royal seed continued all the way to the Christ child. These anointed utterances spoke good things of the future of natural Israel and the prophetic future of the supernatural God, redeeming all nations from the death sentence of the law. Ruth 4, verse 13 through 15. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him." Boaz and Ruth finally marry and have a son. The women say to Naomi, the mother-in-law, "Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman. Who is it in our day that has not left us without a kinsman? And he shall be unto thee a restorer of life. Who has restored our lives with abundant life, joy, peace, and the earnest of full redemption? In that seed all nations shall be blessed." Ruth chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi," and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word nurse in Hebrew is aman, which means believe. It is often used to indicate being nourished on the word of God. Naomi is being described as being an amen to Obed. She was old and had not recently given birth to a child of her own, so she would not have been able to physically breastfeed her grandson. Naomi did something equally important by spiritually feeding her grandson. She was able to amen, or nurse him, by taking him to her bosom to love, teach, and guide him toward Christ. Naomi's neighbor women named the baby Obed, which means serve or worshiper. This spiritual worshiper is the father of Jesse, the father of the royal King David. Ruth chapter 4, 18 through 22. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron, Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. The story of Naomi and Ruth now begins to center on the coming King of Kings, who would be the son of David, and foretells the ushering in of the Gentile bride.